are now in live record. Sorry about the feedback that we're getting on the station right now, but I just wanted to talk about a few things that when we're dealing with the community. The first thing we want to think about, especially with what has happened with the Occupy movement, the first thing that we want to think about is what are we doing in our community to facilitate a movement of peace, understanding, and unity. And I'm just saying this because it's really important that we all work together for the main goal. And when we look at what's been happening here in United States and Canada, North America, we see that there are many indigenous communities that are standing on their own two feet. First Nations communities on the East Coast, such as the Six Nations, are doing that. They're ready to break away from the Indian Act and facilitate their own communities without the help of the federal government. And so when we look at this, we need to see that there is positivity that can come out of that. And when we have a positive outlook on what we want to do in our communities, we can think of two things: independence and sitting back and being occupied forever. Now, if you have your own land base and you're operating with your own land base and you have your own community and you have your own tribal council, which is voted in through the traditional means, not by the Indian Act, then we can talk about what we're going to do with our future, because we want to start growing food in our community, we want to start manufacturing items in our community for our community, so we won't have to go to outside sources to be able to survive. And we're talking about a local community, keeping things on the local level. When we keep things on the local level, we can do things in a way that is not really feasible when you're doing it by shipping products in from long distance, because you've got to factor in the cost of the shipping. We have to factor in the people who are going to be doing the driving and you know, the drivers for the shipping. I mean, you have to factor in all these different costs. Instead of factoring in all those different costs, you can do it locally from your community. That way, when things are out of season, they're out of season. And when things are in season, they're in season, and you can actually go into town and sell your goods and wares and things like that if you wanted to do something like that. But otherwise, you have to look at it from a point of view of keeping yourself afloat in your community. Okay? That's on a financial level. Okay? Financially, you want to be able to do what you need to do in your community, because every community is going to be different. Every community is going to have its own platform of what it has for sale, what it's going to sell in the community, what it's going to sell outside of the community. Every community is different, but you have to operate on a local level. This is the only way that you're going to be able to survive through an economic crisis such as this, is by operating on the local level. So we're going to have some guest speakers come in this month. DJ Joanne Spotted Bear is going to be with us. She is extremely excited. She has lots of information to tell us about her time in Pine Ridge and how things are going with the court cases, because she is a lawyer for Pine Ridge Community, which is her home-based community, Lakota Community. We're going to have Johnny Hawk, Brother Johnny Hawk, our Anishinaabe Brother Johnny Hawk is going to be joining us. We also have Adam White with his Buddha in a Bottle series that's going to be taking place on Native Voices United.